to say, I'm always disappointed the way this week's parsha begins.
Last week, Mishpatim, Ten Commandments. I mean, come on, it doesn't get better than that. Great ideas and ideals that build society, perhaps societies ever since. Ten Commandments, Har Sinai,
fireworks, literally and figuratively on Har Sinai.
And then we start off, Ve'ela HaMishpatim. It's almost like we're introducing the 11th commandment, right? That vav there. Ve'ela. Yeah, let's continue with this. Let's make 11, 12, 13. Let's talk about the rest. And it goes from being these magnificent, life-changing monotheism, Shabbat, to some of the most minute, small, I gotta be honest, dark laws about the stuff like, how do we treat our slaves, and that we even have slaves, and what happens when I damage someone, or rape, or people falling off buildings because they're not being properly and careful on the way that they're building or walking. And it's kind of like, the contrast is just jarring. It's like Parsha Yitro, Ten Commandments, and then like Ve'ela Mishpatim, and it's like the worst stuff that you, when you listen to the news, that's the part you want to fast forward or just turn the page, because I don't want to read about how many people got killed today and bitten by wild animals, and how many people died in car accidents. But yeah, that's Parsha Mishpatim. And the truth is, especially now, or 6 months ago, or 6 months before that, every time it's election season, when we talk about what we're actually interested in, or we talk about people complaining about the country, or any country, or in fact, you open up any newspaper, something tells me that most of the stories, most of the pieces that affect our lives are not the wows of the Ten Commandments. I mean, we debate discussions about God and monotheism and Avodah Zarah, and we discuss Shabbat, and we hopefully love and revel in Shabbat. But the day-to-day, the things that affect us perhaps even more, are all these really small things, the darker parts of the world, of Parshat Mishpatim. And Parshat Mishpatim, and just by the way, what's the continuation of the first pasuk? Ve'ela mishpatim asher tasim lifneham. These are the mishpatim that it's so important that God, Moshe, places in front of each and every one of you. Because let's be honest, every single day you do something. You get up, you go to work, you go to a yeshiva, you go wherever you're going. And every single action you do affects 10, 20 people around you. Okay, I decided to wake up this morning and, it's raining a lot and we're living a couple thousand years ago. So I need water. I need to have all my water and create a cistern and a water pit or my sewage. So what do I decide to do? Example in the second Aliyah, I dig a pit. Why do I dig a pit? Because I want to create a cistern. I want to create a water hole. Or, hey, I just want to redo my front lawn. Except that someone might get hurt from that. And it's my responsibility to make sure that every single thing that I do, if it has any way of affecting somebody else, if it can hurt somebody else, well, then it's my obligation to make sure that I take care of it. Or else I'm obligated. Parshat Mishpatim is saying, what do we do with, how do we ensure a world where people don't get hurt by walking down the block? Where women don't get raped by walking out at night? Where people of the lower socioeconomic parts of society have a society that doesn't take advantage of them constantly? And the real test of a society is not whether they live up to the ideals of Parshat Yitro. It's whether they live up to the rules and the norms of Parshat Mishpatim. Do we feel safe? Do we have a society around us where we're all looking at each over each other's backs to help each other, to create a safe, careful society? Or is everybody doing anything they want? Because why not? It's my property. I'm doing this for my business. If I trample 17 people on the way, it's not my problem. What type of world are we interested in? And what are the ideals? Parshat Yitro creates an ideal of ideas, of society, of values. And Parshat Mishpatim comes along and says, all of that is wonderful and beautiful. But if your kids can't walk safely in the street, if you're scared of everything that goes on, and if people are getting hurt and there's no way for them to get to you know, there's no hospitals in the area, so all that nice society means nothing. And Parshat Mishpatim is on each and every one of us. Eila Mishpatim, Ve'ela Mishpatim, Asher Tassin Lefneihem. You know why Tassin Lefneihem? Because each and every one of us is responsible for what goes on around us. And there's so many things, and especially the older we get, there's so many things that if we only need to simply point them out. You know, I'll just give you one quick example in the story. We're working in university, and it's towards the end of the year, and I get invited to a party of the kitchen staff. They're having a goodbye party. It's the end of May. The year is over. Except they're calling it not a goodbye party. It's called a firing party. Why is it a firing party? Because the norm of the kitchen staff, we're only talking 30, 40 plus workers, is that they get fired at the end of the school year. And then, oh, don't worry, Rabbi, we get rehired to come the end of August and September. Okay? Forgetting about that, in most countries that's illegal. Does everyone follow? In other words, we're sitting there, we're like, oh my gosh, all the workers around us are not being treated like the way the law says we need to treat workers. And we start talking to them about how much they're actually making. Not a single one is making more than minimum wage. This is 10 years ago in a model city, in a model university. Stuff happens everywhere. The only question is, do we notice? Do we care? And will we say, you know what? When the Torah says, Ve'ela mishpatim asher tassim lefneihem, it means you. Will we care enough to look around to see what part of Parshat Mishpatim can I stand for and who can I help today? Have a good day.